Reload! Welcome back to the Doyo Download. If that's what you wanted to listen to, you have got it. I am DJ once again, and yes, you are correct. We have us another sponsor joining us. I'm glad so many of you enjoyed the John Bon Jovi's Bon Bon Jovi's Chocolatier and Sweets. Well, Chocolatier and Bakery, sorry, my bad. This week's sponsor, though, is wholly different. And I mean wholly as in W-H-O-L-L-Y, because the other one does not apply. I'm talking about Coffee Thulu for your dark roast. And I do mean dark. That's right. At Coffee Thulu, you get only the deepest, darkest roasts. And if you want to put milk in it, go somewhere else, because at Coffee Thulu, there is no milk. At Coffee Thulu, there is no soy milk. There's no sugar. There's nothing. You get it hot, you get it black. But that's also not true, because Coffee Thulu does things a little bit differently. You get a large cup of black coffee. And yes, they do things in the strangest ways possible, because if you look into that dark cup of coffee, you could almost lose your soul. Because at Coffee Thulu, their roasts are the darkest. Their roasts are very, very dark, black, hot. Only the darkest and blackest at Coffee Thulu. But new at Coffee Thulu, coming to you, brand new offering. Coffee Thulu is now making cold brew, so you can get your Coffee Thulu dark, black, cold. Like the depths of space. Coffee Thulu. Only the deepest, darkest, blackest coffee. You can't find this deep, dark, black coffee anywhere else. Now on to our Block 2 podcast of the Doyo Download. Well, we have not a full completion done yet, but we've got all the slow-yos scheduled at this point, so we've got Block 3 released, and there has been a flurry of activity. So I wanted to get this podcast recorded before way too much has happened. So I am looking at the Basho guide, and it does not look like any of the third block has been updated yet. So I will be going off of just only. I'll be only going off of the Block 2 stuff. And I'm really hoping that means all the Block 2 stuff has been updated, and I'm just going to make the assumption that it has, except for the missing scheduled. Okay, so yes, I can do a Block 2 show entirely without touching at Block 3 at all. Awesome. So let's start at Makushta. Oh, I have to step back first, and I have to make a shout out to Hushicho. Hushicho for helping me with pronunciation a little bit, giving me a little hint. I did spend time in Okinawa. I am a U.S. naval veteran, and I did spend a total of 10 months in Okinawa. It has been a long time since I've been there, and while I am great at pronouncing the real-life rikishi, and I understand the tense thing, I don't say the names of our rikishi out loud, except for doing this podcast. So I will improve as I go, but he helped me with some ideas, and that is to end the pronunciations of each syllable with a vowel and go from there. So hopefully this will improve how I'm doing this as I go. So let's get into it. And I need to start using the correct mouse. I have two computers in front of me right now. One of them is my laptop, which is what I'll be using for the info, and let me put that down here so that's right in front of me. And the computer I'm recording on, which is got all the professional equipment hooked up to it, has the other mouse that I want to use, but it's not the right one. So let's start off with Makushta. And leading Makushta after all the Block 2's over, we have three leaders at 7-1. I believe we only had two after the last podcast. So leader number one, going from top to bottom using the International Basho Guide, is Makushta 10 West, Kakiyama. The only loss being on day 3. And then we've got the next one down Makushita 14 West, Kana Shiberi, having lost on day two. And then our third tied first placer, having lost on day, looks like six, is Tochiyamaru from Makushita 21 East. So that's a three-way race so far. 7-1s, all tied 7-1s. So there's a nice tie up there. We've got, looks like, it would be number fours tied then. So let's see who's all at the number four spot. Just two, it appears. It's a two-way tie for fourth, or in the second place, or however you want to say it. At 6-2 is, and we're going from bottom up now since I'm already at the bottom of the spreadsheet, at Makushita 22 East, Hiraki, having lost on day six and day eight. And Makushita 1 East, Hanabusa, having lost on day 3 and day 8. So those are their 6-2 rikishi. We probably have a few more tied for 6th place. Yeah, there's quite a few more at 5-3. I won't go through all of them. Needless to say, though, there's, let's see here, I'll say how many there are, though. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 6. So there's seven of them. So the field starts getting bigger after that. But there's still a lot of people that can win the U show down in Makushita, and it's definitely looking like a tight race. And it is good to see, especially this early on. So there's no clear person that's going to stand out to really be the clear favorite. There's nobody that's got a huge lead. A 2-3, you know, win lead. Nothing, no pressure on anybody to be winning out, like having that the lead, like a Takeyasu having the lead and then blowing it in the last real world Yusho situation. But that is what Makushita looks like. Is there anybody that is having? Is there anybody that hasn't won yet that needs a little encouragement or is having a rough basho? Let's see here. Raiju looks like 2-6 at Makushita 22 West. Makushita 21 West, Teruno Enzan, 1-7, only one win on day six. 1-6, don't be discouraged. I know that looks terrible, but either last basho or the basho before, I myself was at a 1-6 or a 2-6 situation, and I came back to win 6 straight wins to even myself up or pull ahead in that case to get my record really close to finish the basho with either a 7 or 8 or an 8-7, which is what I've been at most of the time. So there's still plenty of chance to turn it around, and I just wanted to point that out for anyone that might be thinking it's completely over with that situation. But That definitely goes out to Teruno Enzan. I can say Teruno Fuji. Teruno Enzan, you can do it. Hang in there. And if this is your first basho, absolutely hang in there. You can't go anywhere but up at this point. I mean, a rough start. We all have rough starts, or we don't necessarily all have rough starts, but we all have rough bashos. And if you get yours out of the way in your first basho or your second basho, let them happen, because then you only have one way to go, and that's up. And that's to change that, you talk to your Ichimon mates and figure out strategies and see how you can improve from there. But don't let it get you down. Don't let it get you down. There are a couple of 2-win and 3-win guys, but don't let it get you down. You can definitely turn it around. So let's head on to Juryo to look at the next division. I said last podcast that this was the division to watch, as it was an exciting, exciting division. And we've got only two leaders sitting at 6-2, tied for the lead. That is Juryo 1 West, Kayacho. I bet I was saying that wrong before, but I think it's I'm saying it right now. Kayacho, 6-2, lost on day 5-6. And everybody's favorite, Ookumizu, also at 6-2, lost on day 4 and day 8. Apparently, Ookumizu hates days that can be divided by 4. They've got those 2 days wrapped up. So Do we have a clear third place? We have a clear third place. It is a bot. We're going to skip the bot. If anyone's wondering, it is Sakura Mine. We will go down to fourth place, who is also a bot, Amane. And then we head to fifth place. There's a four-way tie? Five-way tie for fifth place. This is a big, big tie here. And it's a 5-3 tie. So it's just a one match difference. So Uukumizu and Kayacho both have 6-2. The fifth place ties all have 5-3. So I mean they're right there. So it's not first to fifth. I mean it sounds like a huge gap, but it's not. And those fifth place ties are Daihono at Juryo 6 West, Tsukino Karasu at Juryo 8 East, Tochino Kuma at Juryo 8 West, Sokudoryu at Juryo 9 East, and Saiyanan Kogo at Juryo 13 East. That doesn't seem like enough names. Oh, it is. Okay, so they're fifth place ties, but I mean, if we take the bots out of it, they're the second place runners. I mean, it's not going to take much for them to overtake and be in the third block, be right up there with Kayacho and Uukumizu. So after that, there's a slew of people with fours and, well, 4-4? Yeah, there's a good chunk of people at 4-4 here, so it's not too far back. So Juryo still hot, still a lot of people up at the top. So a lot of people get this done. And it's still a very interesting one to watch. So I can't wait to see it. Let's go ahead and head up onto Makauchi, top division. And we're going to start at the top with Hikari Shoryu. Our Yokozuna had the last update, had a rough start, kind of an even start with, I believe it was 2-2, or maybe it was 3-3. But he's at 5-3. So he's definitely pulled himself up, as a Yokozuna should. The Ozekis are all at least even, if not higher. So they're either 4-4 or 6-2. So they're all doing as expected, or better, because they're the top of the game. I mean, that's what they should be doing. I expect all of them to be top tier by the end of the Basho. So we're going to see right now who is in the lead. And that... Oh! Somebody's updating the guide right now, so I'll try to adjust on the fly. So we're going to see who's in the lead right now, and that is Kotoi Koma, with 8-0. He has won all of his bouts. So he has the only Kachikashi in the first two blocks. Congratulations, Kotoi Koma. You had a really rough last Basho, if I remember correctly, and it's you're the sole leader at this point. With the updates being done, I'm not going to be able to do who's in the next place, but now that updates are being done, I guess I will spread out with what I've got updated. Other Rikishi that have participated already, tied for second as the updates have come in, are Akagi at Megashira 4 West at 8-2, and Suijin at Megashira 7 East at 8-2. That would be me. I don't know Akagi's history at this with record-wise, so I don't know how well Akagi has done at achieving a Kachikashi this early. So I apologize if I'm not presenting as much coverage on this, but for me personally, this is the earliest Suijin has ever gotten a Kachikashi. The earliest. As the player running Suijin, I have always struggled to accomplish a Kachikashi before day 14. So I've either gotten the Kachikashi day 14 or 15. This is the first Basho where it has happened in the third block. And it is, it's definitely... I have changed tactics, so it's definitely something that I am doing differently, and I'm hoping that I can continue doing this into the future. But with that being the second group, at number four, so Akagi and Suijin are tied for second. In fourth place is Maruwashi with 7-1, having only lost on day 5. So that's at Megashira 13 West. And then, number 5. Fifth place is a 3-4-way tie. Hu Shicho is Ozeki 1 East at 6-2. Azumariki at Ozeki 2 East. Megashira 1 East, Inazuma. And Megashira 3 East, Funka. And I believe, let me double check real quick. Yes, those are the only ones. So those, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's a 4-way tie for 5th place. So Makuuchi is definitely looking to be a tighter race at this point. I can tell you right now that I did just have a bout right before I came on. So I'm actually not, Suijin's not 8-2. Suijin is currently 8-3. So I wouldn't be in tie for 2nd place. So I can tell you that's already altered. But it's still a tight race. If Koto Ikoma can keep going the way he's going, I mean, there are a couple of people with 1 losses that can, you know, keep up behind him. Like I said, Marawashi. Let's see here. Actually, Marawashi is the only player with 1 loss. If Koto Ikoma takes a loss, or maybe a 2nd loss, then a whole other group of players comes into, or a whole group of rikishi come into play with that, and we have a much tighter race. But right now, Koto Ikoma has a definitive lead for the Yusho, with Marawashi being a definitive 2nd, I guess. Personally looking at it with only the 1 loss. That's strictly the 1 loss. I mean, if Marawashi gets a 2nd loss, then Koto Ikoma has a 2-win lead. So there would be that. So this is definitely, I've not paid as close attention to a Basho as I have this one, mainly for the podcast reasons and for the fact that this is the first time I have been a Gyoji. Something I have wanted to do since having played a few Bashos, and then I have run bouts before, but I was never doing them during Bashos. I was always doing them to help out during Daigekos, Daigekos, however you pronounce the word. And I never got a chance to submit those for looks. But I'm enjoying being a Gyoji, and I'm enjoying doing the podcast. So hopefully this all continues to still work out. I'm definitely looking forward to doing the Block 3 podcast after it is done. But there is some real excitement going on here. We are past the halfway point now that Block 2 is over. So we are in the downhill slope for matches, but we are in the uphill slope for the difficulty of those matches, as it should now be looking like your opponents that you are taking on should be more geared towards your level, skill level, than it should be your... It should be then just random. So the Sanyaku always can expect to take on the Sanyaku, or at least most of the Sanyaku, or the Joy, depending on how high up on the Sanyaku you are. But way down in Makushita, if you're 5-3, 6-2, 7-1, you're gonna start taking on the 6s and 2s, the 5s and 3s. You won't be dipping down lower than 4-4 because we're in the 2nd half, so you're gonna have to start proving that you deserve to win the Makushita Yusho. Same thing with Juryo. You're going to start taking on the 6-2s, the 5-3s, 7-1s, and Makuuchi. I mean, once the Megashiras start weeding out who's on top, it's going to start being the Megashiras that are in the Yusho race start taking on the Sanyakus to prove that we deserve to be winning the Yusho. So this is the time where it counts, kids. I hope that you enjoyed the podcast. You can find all the information in the Suijin podcast channel on the Discord server. My website is emeraldspectre.com. I do want to mention that. And I am going to continue putting this on SoundCloud for a couple more episodes, maybe until the end of the Philippines Basho, after which I might just leave it on the website alone. After the Basho happens, is completed, I'm going to start having guests on to talk about things going on behind the scenes. Like, I'm going to have somebody who developed the bot the bots to talk about the bots. And that would be our dear and beloved Hushicho to talk about things behind the scenes. And I'll have other people on that have different experiences. I would, of course, like to have Ookumizu and Hanabusa, if that would be a possibility in the future. Depending on time zones, I understand. I am in Pacific Northwest in the United States. So I understand that some people are across the pond and, you know, we'll have to do some scheduling. But I'm sure everybody wants to hear from everybody. And then, of course, there's language barriers for those that don't have English as a primary language. I do not yet speak fluently any other language. So apologies for that. But thank you for listening. If you have any questions or comments or suggestions, you can ping Suijin on the Discord channel. And if you really want to, you can email me. emeraldspectre.com@gmail.com is the email address to email. And I do check that. It comes to my phone and my computer and everything. So I look forward to seeing all of your ears next time on the Doyo Download. Thank you for listening.